Good morning and welcome to Simply CRE. It's Thursday, April 25th. On today's show, demand for commercial property in the North continues to fall in the first quarter, and HBITS acquires a Grade A commercial property in Cyber City Magarpata. Plus, Investcorp sells an Orlando industrial park for $40 million. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply CRE. We start off with a new survey from the Royal Institution of Chartered Surveyors, suggesting that demand for commercial property in Northern Ireland continued to decline in the first quarter of 2024. The survey found falling occupier demand for office and retail space, while demand for industrial properties remained flat after 15 quarters of growth. For more, we turn to our correspondent. What did the survey reveal about investor interest in the commercial property market?
The RICS survey indicates that investor inquiries for commercial real estate in Northern Ireland fell for the third consecutive quarter at the start of 2024. This slump in investor demand was most pronounced in the office and retail sectors. However, the survey suggests that investors still see value and opportunity in Northern Ireland's industrial property market, despite the overall downward trends.
And what about the outlook for commercial property values and rents in the coming months? What are property professionals anticipating there?
Survey respondents expressed significant pessimism regarding the trajectory of commercial asset values, especially for office space. A net balance of 45% of Northern Ireland respondents expect that capital values for offices will decline over the next 3 months. The industrial sector offers a brighter spot, though, with stronger expectations compared to offices and retail. But in general, with weakening demand from both investors and occupiers, surveyors foresee continued pressure on capital values and rents. This comes on top of the increased financing costs and construction expenses that new developments are already grappling with.
Did the RICS spokesperson provide any additional context around these survey results?
Yes. Garrett O'Hare from RICS Northern Ireland noted that the cautious sentiment among surveyors is not surprising given the turbulent market conditions in 2023. He highlighted some of the key challenges facing different commercial property sectors, such as the evolving work-from-home trends impacting office demand and the shifts in consumer shopping habits affecting retail. While acknowledging the overall headwinds, O'Hare did point to the relatively encouraging expectations for the industrial property sector as one potential bright spot in an otherwise subdued market outlook.
Thanks for that update and analysis on the state of Northern Ireland's commercial real estate market. Certainly a complex and fast-evolving landscape that we'll continue to monitor closely. Speaking of significant developments in real estate, HBITS, a leading fractional ownership platform in India, has made a major acquisition in Pune, Maharashtra. The company has acquired the Cyber City Magarpata campus, a 44,328-square-feet property that includes commercial space, a shopping mall, restaurants, schools, residential areas, and a large park. HBITS aims to create an investment opportunity worth 55 crore rupees through this asset. For more details, we turn to our correspondent. Can you tell us more about the significance of this acquisition?
This acquisition is notable for several reasons. First, the agreement duration for the two main tenants, Amdocs and Air Products, is quite long at 60 and 108 months respectively, with a 36-month lock-in period. This provides stability and predictability for investors. Second, the rental inflow and purchase price offer an attractive 9% gross entry yield and 15.15% expected internal rate of return. Third, the property is strategically located in a gated township with Grade A multinational tenants, and Magarpata City itself is recognized as a top success story in Maharashtra.
It sounds like Pune is becoming an increasingly attractive destination for commercial real estate investment. What factors are driving this trend?
Pune has emerged as a major hub for the IT and IT-enabled services industries in recent years. Many multinational corporations and leading startups have set up operations there. The city offers a skilled workforce, good infrastructure, and a lower cost of living compared to some other major metros. Magarpata City in particular is an appealing location due to its proximity to hospitals, malls, residential areas, and other amenities that make it convenient for employees.
What does this acquisition mean for HBITS and its investors going forward?
With the addition of CyberCity Magarpata, HBITS' total assets under management now stand at approximately 365 crore rupees. The company has stated that it is aiming to reach 1,000 crore rupees in AUM by the end of fiscal year 2025. For investors, this acquisition creates an opportunity to gain fractional ownership of a Grade A commercial property at an 11% discount to market rates, with the potential for attractive yields and capital appreciation. As Pune's commercial real estate market continues to grow, HBITS seems well-positioned to capitalize on the demand.
Thank you for that insightful analysis of HBITS' latest acquisition and what it means for commercial real estate investing in Pune. The fractional ownership model certainly seems to be gaining traction as a way for more investors to participate in this asset class. In other commercial real estate news, Investcorp has sold a 5-building industrial park in Orlando, Florida for $40.5 million. The property, known as Cypress Park, was acquired by Harbert Management Corporation. For more details on this transaction, we now turn to our correspondent. What can you tell us about Cypress Park and this sale?
Cypress Park is a 256,838-square-foot industrial park located at 9500-9901 Satellite Boulevard in Orlando. The property sits on 23 acres and consists of 5 rear-loading buildings that were constructed in phases between 1987 and 1997. The buildings feature 20 to 24-foot clear heights, a large truck court, ample loading doors, and other modern industrial amenities. Investcorp had purchased Cypress Park back in 2021 for 28 million lars, so this sale to Harbert Management represents a significant gain in just a couple years. The industrial park is currently 100% leased to a variety of tenants, including Sherwin-Williams, Randstad, and several local businesses.
It sounds like a quality industrial asset in a strong location. Where exactly is Cypress Park situated, and what makes it attractive for industrial tenants?
The location is definitely a big selling point. Cypress Park is only about 11 miles from downtown Orlando and less than 10 miles from the Orlando International Airport. That provides excellent connectivity for distribution and logistics. The property also has great access to major highways. In addition, the Orlando industrial market has seen robust demand and rent growth in recent years. Tenants are attracted to the strong labor pool, growing population, and Florida's pro-business environment. Investors like Harbert are betting that fundamentals will remain healthy going forward.
Do you have any other details on the specifics of the sale? Who brokered the deal?
JLL Capital Markets arranged the transaction. Their team was led by Managing Director Luis Castillo, Senior Director Cody Brace, and analyst Taylor Osborne. They represented Investcorp as the seller and also procured Harbert Management as the buyer.
Thanks for those insights on the notable industrial sale in Orlando, where the demand for well-located logistics properties shows no signs of slowing down as investors continue to be attracted to the sector's strong growth prospects. Shifting gears to the office market, Industrious, a flexible office space provider, has signed a lease extension and expansion for its space at 860 Broadway in Manhattan. The company is doubling its footprint at the property to over 27,000 square feet across 2 floors. For more on this story, we're joined now by our correspondent. What can you tell us about this historic building where Industrious is expanding?
860 Broadway has quite a storied history. The property was originally built way back in 1884, and has undergone several renovations over the decades, most recently in 2019. Notably, this building once served as one of Andy Warhol's famous factory studio and artist hangout locations in the 1970s and early 80s, so it has been a hub for creativity and collaboration for a long time, which aligns well with Industrious' mission as a co-working space provider.
And what are the details of Industrious' lease extension and expansion there?
Industrious previously occupied about 13,800 square feet at 860 Broadway. With this new deal, brokered by Cushman & Wakefield on behalf of Industrious and JLL representing the landlord Gordon Properties, Industrious is doubling its presence to over 27,000 square feet across two floors. The company also has plans to further expand at the property once a fifth floor addition is completed in early 2025. This will allow Industrious to accommodate even more companies and entrepreneurs looking for flexible office space solutions in a prime Manhattan location.
860 Broadway seems to be attracting a diverse mix of tenants. Who are some of the other notable companies that have leased space there recently?
In December, fintech company Valon Technologies leased the same amount of space that Industrious previously occupied, about 13,800 square feet, at an asking price of $68 per square foot. Video technology provider Kaltura and architecture firm Seldorf Architects are also current tenants of the building. So it's a mix of tech, finance, creative services, and now an expanding presence for the co-working sector with Industrious. Lease extension and expansion.
And what's the broader office market looking like in Manhattan at the moment? What are the trends in terms of vacancy rates and asking rents?
Manhattan's office market has been softening somewhat. As of March, the average asking rent was down about 4% year over year to $71.30 per square foot. However, despite that drop, Manhattan remains the most expensive office market in the country. Meanwhile, the vacancy rate in the borough ticked up to 17.6%, an increase of about 1% compared to a year earlier. However, Manhattan's vacancy still compares favorably to the national average of over 18%. So while there are some headwinds, marquee properties like 860 Broadway and prime locations are still attracting high-quality tenants who are willing to pay premium rents.
Thanks for the update and analysis on Industrious's growing presence at 860 Broadway and the broader Manhattan office market. Certainly a lot to keep an eye on there. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply CRE. We'll see you back here tomorrow.